Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and today is an Ask Lan advice column. We'll be tapping into all of your questions. I have started up a Google form that is always linked in the show notes if you ever want to submit any questions. Furthermore, I do weekly Q&As for advice, questions, curiosities, whatever it may be, on my Instagram on Mondays. So if you have something that's more pressing, you can definitely submit your question there. But if you want to give more detail and have a more thorough response and piece of advice back, then you can submit through the Ask Lan column. Everything is anonymous. I can never say that word. Anonymous. Anon. No one will know who it's from. I can't even see from the form who is submitting these, but we have quite a few dating focused ones. I feel like that's very much where you guys are kind of at, and I love it. Some friendship things, working out, lots of fun things. But anyhow, let's start off with the life updates, housekeeping and whatnot. Last weekend, I did my Pilates cert for Mat Pilates. I did it at Solus Movement in Toronto, and I absolutely loved it. A lot of you had been messaging me asking why I chose it, how I found it, my plan moving forward, etc. And I ended up going with the certification because, one, a lot of the Pilates instructors that I look up to and I really like their classes, they teach at Solus, or they recommended this certification to me when I asked about it. Also, I liked the price point. Some certifications are super, super expensive. They're also a lot more time consuming. I felt like, and in speaking to a lot of my Pilates instructors and the owners of studios that I was interested in working at, I didn't need such an intensive Pilates cert. I already studied anatomy and theory in my dance program in high school, and I've been taking Pilates for many years now and have always been a very observant student. So I just wanted the foundations on how to create a class, how to set up a class, how to fund the music, gaining confidence in teaching and instructing, what to do, what not to do, etc. So that's why the Solus Mat program certification was the right one for me. I really enjoyed it. It was a weekend long intensive, and I did that with my friend Emily, which was honestly so nice getting to do it with a friend. We practiced on one another for our exam day, and it was just nice to kind of have a buddy there. But I also met so many incredible girls there, and it was just a really great group of people, and I'm so thankful that I got to do this. Honestly, it was really, really scary for me and intimidating, and I knew that it probably would be. You guys, I always preach, like, get comfortable with uncomfortable, do things that scare and intimidate you, and this was definitely one of them. I was so nervous before my exam, which we had to lead a 15-minute class, and the minute the headset was on and I was up introducing myself, teaching, it just felt so natural, which I was like, it's either gonna go two ways. I'm either gonna feel like a natural at this and I'm gonna feel at home and at ease in doing this, or I'm gonna absolutely hate it, feel like I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, shocking to me, it was just natural. I feel like everyone else was like, you're gonna be natural at this. And I was like, probably not. I don't know if I can do this. And they were right. So much fun. I hope to get hired at a studio in Toronto, teach 2 to 3 classes a week, maybe start teaching my own workouts at Hot Girl Sweat. We shall see. I think it's really an exciting path that I've created for myself and a new avenue of work that I'm super excited about and will really be fulfilling. I know I'm always a woman of many hats and I like to do so many different things, and I guess that has its pros and cons, but it's the only way I stay interested in life and work and whatnot. If you have been debating doing something that scares or intimidates you, this is your sign to sign up for the course, to take the leap of faith, to do the damn thing. And you can do hard and scary things, because I'm so proud of myself for doing that. And it was such a surreal experience and such a rewarding experience. I recently got my nails painted red. I mean, now I have just red French tips, which I can't decide if I love or hate them. They definitely look pretty, but I don't know if it's my cup of tea. But before, I had solid red nails, and I feel like the red nail theory is theorying. Life has been unhinged and crazy. I feel like so many different things keep happening in all avenues of my life, especially in the dating department. Just like crazy things keep happening. But you know what? It's kind of fun. I'm here for it. It's fall. It's cuffing season, whether I'm successful at that or not. But I also do love being single and having the freedom that comes with that. And I've learned to really appreciate it in the past year or so versus before. I feel like I was constantly trying to get into a relationship and forcing a relationship to happen where it shouldn't. And I don't know, I'm just really grateful that I've gotten to a place where I'm just so at ease in being single. Obviously, there are still those human desires of like wanting human connection and intimacy and to be settled into like a serious longer term relationship. But I've really just like have found enjoyment in being single and getting to know myself and getting to meet people and just have fun experiences, no strings attached. And it's just been a year of having fun, but the red nails have really just expedited that experience. I also got my hair cut last week. My hair was starting to feel like straw. It was not feeling cute. It was not looking cute either. I feel like when I curled my hair, it definitely hit it a lot, but if I blew it out straight or like wore it straight, you could definitely see that my ends were shot. I cut off like 3 inches, I swear. I mean, like my like cutback length is definitely longer than what it used to be. It used to basically be at my shoulder bones every time, and we're definitely making it our way down. But my hair was so long before and now it's short again, but it does feel so nice. If you haven't gotten your micro trim or trim, go get it. It will help your hair grow longer. It will feel so much healthier. It will look so much better. And nothing is more satisfying than getting a haircut that like really flatters your face shape and the way in which you like to style your hair. My front pieces were getting so long that they were just laying flat and they weren't framing my face the way I wanted to have them frame. And it feels so much better now that they're more bouncy and lifted and my hair feels more voluminous and thick again and healthy. Last week, I also did a photo shoot with House ID, which is House Concepts, a gym in Vancouver that's opening up in Toronto. It's their athleisure brand. They have like workout sets and sweat sets. A lot of the sweat sets I have are actually from House, like that cobalt blue set that I wear a lot is from House. It's always fun playing model and getting your hair and makeup done and playing and taking photos and wearing all these fun things. That was super, super fun. I always like to take advantage of those opportunities when I have them, and it was so much fun. I always have imposter syndrome and am definitely like the most awkward person ever, but I would like to get into modeling more because it is fun and I like the challenge. And again, it's something that puts me out of my comfort zone. And I don't know, I think for the first time I wasn't nervous before this shoot. Like anytime I've done shoots in the past, I've been a bit nervous before, and this time I was just like so chill. Definitely fun vibes, and the studio was beautiful. This week is Thanksgiving in Canada, so I actually have Friendsgiving tonight when you guys are listening to this. If you listen to this on Monday, I just placed an order for my groceries because all the grocery stores will probably be closed tomorrow, I'm assuming. But I decided I'm going to make an apple crisp, which I got the recipe from Mandy's cookbook. You guys know I love Mandy's. I've been making the Mandy's chocolate chip cookies religiously, probably too much, but I'm excited to make this apple crisp. It's my first time making apple crisp, so hopefully I don't fuck it up. But I decided to do an apple crisp and vanilla bean ice cream. My family didn't really, we've never done Thanksgiving because of all the Jewish high holidays. Like we just had Yom Kippur Friday into Saturday. So we never have participated in Thanksgiving. Also because my parents are South African. So like in South Africa, I don't think they have a Thanksgiving. It's a Canadian and American thing. It will be fun to celebrate with friends and doing a little potluck, and it will be cute and wholesome. But on to my current faves. I'm obsessed with the OMG oats again from Nut Bar with frozen blueberries and almond butter. If you guys have been listening to the pod for a while, then you know I went through a phase where I was getting this so much, and I probably should figure out how to make it myself so I'm not spending like $10 every single time I want it, because it's slightly criminal. But it is just so good. If you haven't tried it from Nut Bar and you live in Toronto, I highly, highly recommend that you go and try it. Oh, my Door Dasher is... they don't have the cooking tray I need. Is there anything? I'll have to go out and find a cooking tray. But anyways, obsessed with OMG oats. Obsessed with my new sweat set from Roots. I got sent the Cloud cargo sweats and the Cloud hoodie, and they are so comfy and cute, and I think it's so cute together. I've never been like a huge fan of cargo sweats. I don't know. I just something about it kind of looked cheap to me in a way. I know people love the Aritzia ones, but anyways, I do really love this set. It's so comfy. It's the Cloud sweat line, and it's so good. I also, guys, I 2 years ago or so, I don't know when it was, I was due for a new electric toothbrush. I originally had some Oral-B electric toothbrush. This company sent me an electric toothbrush, and I was like, great, I don't have to buy one now. But this company has since gone out of business, and I have run out of brush heads. So I had to invest in a new toothbrush, and I did research, and I spoke to my friend Mark, who is a dentist, and he recommended this one to me, and I've honestly been really obsessed with it since I got it. I think it looks really nice. I love how it feels when I'm brushing my teeth, and my mouth feels really clean. I've been an Oral-B electric toothbrush user through and through my whole life, and I switched to the Philips Sonicare. I got the 6100 toothbrush in all black. It's so sleek. It's so nice. This is so niche. This is such a niche favorite. But I liked that it had multiple different settings, and it also has a reminder when to change your toothbrush head, because sometimes I can slack on that a little bit, and Mark was telling me how important that is. Like, no matter what toothbrush you have, just make sure you're changing the head every 2 months. Did not know that. I always just like looked at the bristles and paid attention to when I needed to change it, sometimes a little too late, but I like that it has the reminder. Also been obsessed with weekly run clubs. I've been trying to go to a run club once a week, just like a 5k easy social run type of run club. This week I'm going to the New Balance one. My friend Lauren Mantha is hosting it. Last week I went to Emily's run club, Run Social. So I've just been trying to, you know, branch out. Run clubs used to intimidate and scare me, and now I'm not scared of them anymore. So that's what happens when you get comfortable with uncomfortable. I feel like when it comes to investments and saving our money and pretty much anything with regard to financial literacy, we are left to our own devices. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. I personally love Acorns. It's made investing so much simpler and so much easier for me. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana.
I swear me and my girlfriends are always talking about this, and maybe I just live on the side of the side of the internet that everyone is just trying to figure out their cycles. Like us as girls, we are trying to figure out our cycles, whether we're on birth control or not, whether we're coming off of birth control, and we're just trying to figure out our cycles, cycle sync, you know, figure out the hormones and whatnot. There's so many different methods, and it can definitely be confusing and draining, and there's so many side effects and symptoms that come along with things just feeling a little out of whack. And I know I've been on a journey to manage my hormones and find a better way to just like manage my PMS and feeling just not like myself. And that is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. You guys know I love my adaptogens, and here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes or just life as you know it. And Hormone Harmony can really help with racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Everything you think of when you think of your hormones feeling all out of whack, it can help. And you'll feel like yourself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Thank you, Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Well, things that once scared you now become a part of your regular routine in life and are no longer scary or intimidating. So if you take anything from this episode, I want you to do something this week that scares the living heck of out of you, and do it and embrace it. Embrace the fear, move forward to fear. You'll come out the other side so much stronger, so much better. And then my last favorite is baggy jeans and knit sweaters. I used to like never wear any knit sweaters. I don't know, I just never really liked them on me, but lately I've been in such a knits and baggy jeans vibe. It's comfy. It looks put together. It looks better than sweats on sweats. My friend Liz has honestly been posting, dress the way you want to be dressed. And I've really been taking that to heart lately. And honestly, it's a mood booster when you put on a cute outfit. Like, you feel so much more confident. You stand taller. You have like a more positive, vibrant energy about yourself. Find your own unique style. And like, I love fall because I feel like you can play with layering and colors and fabrics and stuff, and it's not too hot, and you can play with jackets and accessories, and it's super, super fun. But nonetheless, let's get into the reason you clicked on this episode. Ask Lan. We have about 5 questions, I think. So let's start off with the first one. Dating stress. I feel like everyone is constantly asking me about if I'm dating or have a boyfriend. All my coworkers are older, and it's the only thing they ask or use to strike up a conversation. My family always bugs me because my younger brothers both live with their girlfriends. All of my friends are engaged or married with kids, and I'm just the girl boss. I would love to meet someone and date, but I just don't want to settle, and every guy I meet, I feel like isn't it. I don't want to go into that with people, but I don't know how to pivot. I'm working on so many things, I just freeze when they ask. Girl, I get it. I get it. I get asked this all the time. All the freaking time by everyone and anyone. And like, yes, I'm very open about my dating life, but I think like the worst is like when parents ask or family members like make jokes about it, like, oh, is this like boyfriend number 100? Like, I can't keep track of all the boys you've seen or whatever. Like, I'm also not willing to settle. I'm really picky, and I don't know, like, I also don't like being referred to as like the girl boss. Yeah, like, sick, I work hard, but like, a guy who's single and is prioritizing their career whenever be referred to in that way. It's just the double standard. You don't have to answer anything that they ask you. You can literally just say like, oh, like nothing, even if there is something going on in your dating life, even if there is like a relationship blooming, or even if there isn't, like, you could just say, oh, like nothing's really going on right now, like I actually have this amazing thing happening, or I've been working on this, or I've been doing this, or like, I don't know, just like, you can just change the conversation topic as you would with anything else. You don't have to feel pressured to give them this answer. I mean, you're not always asking them about their relationships and their marriage and their who they're dating and their partners. There are so many other parts of you that are so interesting and make you you, and it doesn't have to just be who you're dating, who you're seeing, what your relationship status is. Like, we are multifaceted humans, just as like the people who are in relationships. I get that it can make you feel like shame for not being in a relationship, or make you feel like there's something wrong with you or you're behind. We are all on our own timelines. You are okay with being single. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to settle. Honestly, majority of people who are in relationships are settling, and I don't know, I'd rather be single than settle for a relationship. I feel like you and I are very much the same in the sense that we'd rather be single than just be in a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship. I think also just be open-minded to people and give people a fair chance, a fair shot, and to not just shut down people so quickly. I'll take that advice for myself. But like, I wouldn't let it get to you too much. And if you feel like it's always something that's being asked all the time by the same people, you can say something like, I'd appreciate if you didn't ask about my dating life unless I bring it up. And I've said that to my parents before, because I feel like my parents ask a lot, or if I do mention something, then they continue to bring up that person. And I'm like, okay, like, I did tell you, like, I gave you an inch, don't take a mile. I will bring up this person if I want to bring it up and if I want to discuss it with you, but I don't want you asking, especially not at this point. It just makes me feel pressured and build it up to be something more than it actually is currently in my head. But just like, communicate. There's nothing wrong with setting that boundary. We're allowed to set that boundary and just own it. But I totally get being unsure how to like pivot the conversation and freezing when they ask. You can just say, I simply just don't want to talk about it. Can we talk about something else, or like just change the conversation? Or there is nothing wrong with asking that. On to the next. Also, I'm sorry if my voice is not the best today. I kind of have a cold and it's definitely making my voice a bit raspier. I swear every single time I open Hinge, I'm just so icky. I hate this app. I just want to delete it for the 100th time. Hey Queen, I'm needing some advice about a talking stage I'm in. There's this guy and we've been talking for a few weeks and I feel like he might like me, but I don't know. I feel like I've been putting him on a pedestal and get really nervous around him when I shouldn't. I doubt everything I do and feel so self-conscious around him, and I don't know how to stop or how to get him down from the pedestal. Help, XOXO. Girlie, I feel you. I know how it feels to feel all these feelings and to kind of just be spiraling about a guy, but I think you need to reframe the way in which you're looking at this. Instead of thinking, does he like me? Think about, do I like him? Do you actually like how you feel around him? Do you like talking to him? Do you have fun with him? Are there character traits about him that you like, not the other way around? It doesn't matter if he likes you or not. All that matters, like, to begin with is, do you even like him, or do you like the idea of him? Focus on bring yourself back down to reality and only base your judgment off of factual information, not this idea that you have made of him, not this perception you have of him, this story that you've created surrounding him. You should be on the pedestal. You are the prize. Do you like him? Do you like how you feel about him? If you notice you're sitting here thinking about him so much and if he likes you and what's going on, blah, 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 try to redirect that energy into yourself. Focus on doing things that you love and things that make you feel good and things that fill your cup up. Kind of look at like seeing him and dating him as this cherry on top. It's this bonus, it's this addition, this little sprinkle that gets added into your already full cup. I think, like, also if you are doubting everything and you're feeling self-conscious around him, that is not your person. I think you will feel like confident in yourself and sure of what you're doing and just like you are your authentic self around the right person. Anytime I've felt extremely nervous or anxious around a guy continuously, or self-conscious, or like in my head a lot, that relationship, no matter the seriousness of it, has never played out well. It's never worked out. So I think that is like a direct reflection as to like what you should do and how you should move forward. It's okay to be like a little bit nervous in the beginning, but I don't know. I think like if you, obviously this is just off of the small details that you have given me, I feel like this man isn't it. I feel like you're not into it that much. I think you're just concerned about whether or not he likes you versus if you like him even. And it's really just an ego thing. Like, learn how to remove your ego from it. There's lots of podcasts and books surrounding this and like how to separate yourself from your ego and be aware of that. But just based off of what you've given me, I feel like this man isn't it for you. And I think you should just put your energy into yourself and be open to meeting other people. Like, live your life, have fun with your girlfriends, have fun in work, like focus on work, focus on school, focus on yourself, do things that fill your cup, and don't really just like hyper fixate on him. It's not, I don't think it's worth it, and I don't think he's the one. I want to go out and do more things, like go out for a drink or dinner or just anything, but my friends like to stay in. I know there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes I'd like to change it up, but I don't have any other friends who are willing to do those things with me, and I don't want to go alone. I think this is like kind of tough, and I totally understand that, but I also don't think there's anything wrong with like doing those things alone occasionally. I think it would be a confidence boosting thing, and who knows, maybe if you're sitting at a bar by yourself, you might meet a friend who is also looking for someone who wants to do these things. I don't get why like your friends don't ever want to go. I mean, you can do both. Like, you can have dinners at home, host like a nice meal together, or make drinks together at home and have like a wine night or cocktail night or something. I don't know, like I get like wanting to stay in, and also life is expensive and things, but maybe downloading something like Bumble BFF and like finding friends who like doing those things, or finding Eventbrite events in your city, doing things, or go to like a cocktail making class, or I don't know, or maybe like go on dates and get to do those things on a date situation, or find other friends, because maybe these friends aren't truly in alignment with who you are and what you like to do. Like, I have my friends that I like to go out with, and we love going to new restaurants and finding new restaurants, or we like finding new coffee shops. And then I have my friends that I just like to hang out with, and sometimes these friends overlap, and sometimes I just hang at home with my going out friends, or I go out with my hanging at home friends. But I think just like communicate and ask if they would like to just like do something sometime, and explain how fun it could be, or like show how excited you are about these things and like why, and like kind of sell it and see. But there's also no harm in doing these alone sometimes. Like, I know obviously it would be more fun to go with a friend and to do it with a friend or go with friends, but you can also do it alone. My expectations from people is too high, which in ends hurts me a lot. How can I change myself? Because I like being pampered, which I hate, but I don't like to rely on others. Hope you will see it and reply to it. What I have learned is there is nothing wrong with having expectations as to how you want to be treated by other people, but you also can't expect yourself from others. You shouldn't feel guilty for wanting to be pampered and wanting to have certain expectations as to how your friends and partners treat you. But if those needs are not being met by the current people in your life, maybe you have to reevaluate if those are really your people. Obviously, communicate with them. They can't read your mind. But I don't think this is something that you should hate. And there's also nothing wrong with leaning on people and relying on people for emotional support. I get it. I'm someone who is very much on my high horse and likes to do everything and anything by myself and not rely on other people. But it is okay to let your guard down, and it is okay and safe to rely on someone. That is like a normal human experience. You shouldn't have to force yourself into being hyper independent. I always like to think, treat others how I want to be treated, but don't expect them to treat you the way that, like, don't expect yourself from them. I know it's a bit contradicting, but I think if you give out the energy that you want to attract, eventually you will attract people into your life, whether it be friends or partners, who will meet you halfway and who will meet you and treat you the way in which you deserve and want and need. You just have to let go of those who aren't meeting you that way, or if you feel you're being let down continuously. But obviously, like, communicate your needs and what you want from people and see if their behavior changes. But you can't expect yourself from other people. That's just, it's not fair to do that. Okay, last question. I'm turning 30 next year and trying to get in the best shape of my life. I've already started with Pilates, HIIT, and occasional weightlifting. Is there anything that I should be doing that you could recommend? I think the biggest thing, and what I have learned in my own fitness journey, if you will, is doing the workouts that I enjoy and that challenge me and allow me to be as consistent as possible with it. I have always seen the best results in terms of endurance, stamina, my physical appearance, my strength, whatever it is, when I'm the most consistent with my workout routine. So whether it's Pilates, HIIT, occasional weightlifting, running, whatever it is, do the things that you enjoy and that you want to get better at and that you are going to be consistent with. Because if you're not consistent, you're not going to see that improvement. If you work out for 2 weeks and work out like 3 or 4 times in those 2 weeks, and then you don't work out at all for like a month or something, and then it's just like this constant back and forth, you are never going to see the improvements that you are looking for, because you're constantly going to be taking 5 steps back every single time you just stop. So whatever you can do to be as consistent as possible with your workout routine, whether it's 1 workout a week, 2 workouts a week, 3, 4, whatever it is, do that. And also, less is more. You don't need to be doing a million workouts. You don't need to be working out every single day for 10 hours. Find what you enjoy and what your body responds well to as well. Like, when I was lifting super intensively and training very intensively with running, my body did not like that. I also dreaded so many of my workouts. It was constantly putting my body in fight or flight, and I dreaded it. I was not super consistent with lifting. My body was inflamed and tired all the time. And yes, there's a time and place for training super intensively like that. But since I've switched to doing predominantly Pilates, whether it's mat or reformer, doing the occasional HIIT class or boxing, running once a week for like 5K, I have never felt stronger. My arms have never been more toned. I feel like my abs are the most toned. I feel like I finally have that body that I've been working towards my whole life, and I feel really strong and I feel fit. Like, I feel capable of lifting heavy, of running, like whatever I want to do. If I need a hike, like, my fitness level feels functional. And that took a lot of trial and error, but my biggest piece of advice is to find whatever form of movement you enjoy and you can be consistent with, and continuously work on getting better and stronger and being challenged in that movement. If you are just lifting the same weight every single time, if you're never pushing boundaries, you're never going to build muscle, you're never going to really see that difference. You have to constantly push yourself outside of your limits so that you can come up to a new level, and then making sure that the way in which you are eating and prioritizing recovery supports the workout routine that you are doing. Prioritizing protein and whole foods, having carbs before you do cardio, making sure you're getting adequate sleep, making sure you're drinking enough water, that you're getting electrolytes if you've done a really strenuous exercise or you've been in a hot room or something like that. Going to the sauna, getting massages or foam rolling, like really prioritizing recovery is super, super important as well. But just be as consistent as you can when it comes to your fitness regimen, and that is how you will become your fittest, healthiest version of yourself. I hope that this episode was helpful to any of you who are listening. If you like this episode, please leave a rating or review. That's how you can help support the podcast. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.